Kim Dumont is with the High Prairie Food Bank. She's also the second vice chair of Food Banks Alberta, and she joins us on the line today. Kim, thank you very much for joining us. We head into the Christmas season where I'm sure things are getting busy. I ask, I guess, how are things going right now?
Yes, for sure. Things are kind of going into that Christmas spirit right now. You know, a lot of things are happening around in High Prairie. I'm getting a lot of phone calls with different organizations and businesses wanting to step up and help with the food bank this year. So, yeah, it's great.
The unfortunate thing, and I guess, is that clientele is up, especially with the economy the way it is right now. Am I true in that statement?
Oh, a lot of food banks are seeing an increase in regards to their clients. You know, and I think it has lots to do. We talk about inflation, we talk about food prices and everything for our clients. So for sure, I think that's a huge thing for a lot of food banks. That they're seeing an increase in regards to clients, or they're seeing a lot of new clients. Is it the other case that we're seeing?
How much strain does it put on yourself who works at the food bank, especially heading into the Christmas season?
Well, I think for a lot of food banks right now, you know, our Christmas season is one of our busiest times where we try to raise either funds or food to help keep us stocked, you know, going into 2024. So I think that's what a lot of our goals are, is to make sure that we have enough food on our shelves to sustain us, to help our clients in the new year. And I think that's one of our huge goals, is just to make sure that we're good for the year coming.
For the second time in as many years, the government of Alberta has put forward some money to help with food banks across the province. And I'm sure High Prairie will benefit from that, and so will a lot of the food banks in the Peace region will benefit. How much will that help, and will further grants help in your mind?
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, first I want to thank the government of Alberta for actually recognizing that food banks in Alberta are an essential service, you know, that assists a lot of Albertans that are having a hard time, you know, to put food on the table. But also, you know, the grant money that we're receiving, our food banks that are receiving right now, is something that is something that helps us either with operations, with purchasing food. So it's great to have. So it gives, you know, us, we work hard as food banks to go out in the community and try to raise funds and try to keep, you know, our doors open. So this relieves a little pressure on us, and I think as food banks, we're really grateful that the government has finally recognized that we are an essential service.
The donations, I'm sure, are always welcome at any food bank across the Peace region, I guess, as well, just like High Prairie is. But I do ask, in this case, when things are delivered or people come to pick up a supply from the food bank, how heartwarming is it for you to present this to, unfortunately, the clientele, but it still puts a smile and a warm glow on their face and perhaps yours as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, like myself and my staff here, you know, having to deal, you know, talking with our clients, you know, learning their stories, learning what's going on with them, and then them coming to the door, and they're very grateful for receiving help and assistance. You know, sometimes we might only see them once. Sometimes, you know, they might have to come a couple times, and that's perfectly fine, or whatever's happening in their lives. But, you know, we are grateful. You know, I think I am for sure grateful for the community and for the people stepping up to help and assist us to make sure that we are doing a service to help people who are in need, who might only need it for 1 month, right, or might need it a couple times. But it does warm our hearts when we are, you know, they're very grateful to us. But I'm doing my job just to help them. But I wouldn't be able to do my job if it wasn't for the community support and for the people out there who support food banks in general.
Kim, I know it's going to be busy in the next little while, but are you looking forward to the Christmas season?
I'm actually, yes. It's one of the times of the year I think that I'm actually really excited about is because I see so many different people, you know, that are doing different fundraisers throughout the Christmas month that are next month that is coming up. And, you know, sometimes we get students that come here and drop off food, you know, and they get to do a tour of the food bank, just kind of learn a little bit about it. So it's always nice. You know, a lot of people come and they ask questions. They want more information on a food bank or how we're working. It's getting that word out there, but also seeing so many people who are giving. And it's heartwarming for sure.
Kim DuMont is with the High Prairie Food Bank. She's also the second vice chair of Food Banks Alberta. Kim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.